Blog Talk Radio.
That Brooklyn bullshit, we on it. Twist cabbage on fake stink. Niggas don't think shit stink. Pink Gators, my Detroit players. Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. Girls walk to us, wanna do us, screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily. Recently, niggas frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just keep my peace, keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace, with my peace. DKNY, Miami, D.C., prefer Versace.
Right.
All Philly hoes know it's Mosquito. Every cutie with the booty bought a coochie. Now who's a real dude? Meaning who's really the shit? Them niggas ride dick. Frank White push the stick, cause a Lexus. LX, 4.5. Bulletproof glass chips if I want some ass.
At last,
a nigga rapping about blunts and bras, tits and bras, menage a trois, sex and expensive cars. It still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. At my arraignment, no for the plaintiff. Your daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty. That's how I say silky. Richer than rich. So you niggas come and get me.
Busy, 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 you can't compete. Sometimes you know you're hypnotizing. And I just love your flashy ways. Get the body broken, you're so busy, 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 you can't compete. Sometimes you know you're hypnotizing. And I just love your flashy ways.
Lord, for my sins, does my mama win? Please God tell me not again. I beg for forgiveness. You my only witness. But you not answering my calls and my prayers. I endured this pain in layers. Police trying to slay us again and again. Forgive me, Lord, for my sin.
Just heard was an exclusive track from JoJo Capone called Trying to Win. So definitely big shout out to JoJo Capone. Again, he's supposed to be joining us tonight as my special guest. Just to go over his resume one more time, he is a part of the Global Gangsters Movement and most notably known for his beef with Jim Jones. And also he was a part of helping cease the beef between Young Thug and the Gang. So definitely he has a lot of things in the industry. Also has worked with the Clips, most notably the Game, and he has several ties to Rich Gang, which is you all know who that is. That's Birdman, Lil Wayne, the whole camp. But anyways, while we're waiting on him to get on the line, I'm going to start taking some callers. So then, y'all, please make sure your phone is off mute. Please don't have your phone on speaker. And also speak loud and clearly so everybody can hear you. And so, you know, you can connect with everybody. But I got 313-690, you're live.
What up, though, Black Ted? What's popping? This Deacon Israel from the 313. What's happening, baby?
Hey, what's going on?
It ain't nothing, man. Yeah, that was a hot track right there. You say, what, that's JoJo Capone?
Yeah, JoJo Capone.
Oh, okay, yeah, this is my first time hearing something about that boy. That shit hot.
Yeah, I actually got another version I'm going to be playing momentarily. But yeah, man, the floor is yours. You can let everybody know what's going on with you.
Oh, man, I'm just fresh off dropping my debut album, Solo Joint. It's called Folklore, Gift from the Gods, and that's on all digital media platforms. Physical CD coming soon, you know. Got some more distribution plugs in the work, you know what I'm saying, lining up investors, doing that business thing. You know how we do.
That's what's up, that's what's up. And what would you like to tell everybody about the project so they can, you know, see how they can, you know, be interested in checking it out some more?
Well, basically, man, you know, it's just basically based on life experiences. I got a diversified track list, you know what I'm saying? I think I got some on there for everybody. It ain't just the same vibe going through the whole album. I got a couple of stoner songs, you know what I'm saying, because I smoke a lot. Got something for the clubs, you know what I'm saying? I love the strippers, so I got a song for them, you know what I'm talking about. And just, you know, basically spitting that life in the 313. You know, putting my stamp on the game for hip-hop. I've been in the game for a minute, you know what I'm saying, and had several singles out. Plus, I featured with artists like MC Breed, got a track with Noble from the Outlaws, you know what I'm saying. This ain't on this album, but this is some of my past resume. I did tracks with LZI from Slum Village, Mastermind from Nodis. So, you know, I've been in the game for a minute featuring on CDs, but this, like I say, this is my first solo debut album. It's on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music. You know, it's everywhere. YouTube, if you like listening to music on YouTube, you can check it out on YouTube. My name is spelled DYKKONISARAN. Again, that's DYKKONISARAN. So, you know, you can just Google that or go to YouTube, go to Spotify. You know what I'm saying? Once you put in Deacon Israel, the whole name, it's going to pop up and you will see my little playlist or whatever, you know what I mean? But just out here promoting, pushing, you know what I'm saying? I want to shout out your Blackout Radio Network, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? You're giving me the opportunity to come on here and promote every time. And a shout out to all of radio hosts that's in the network, you know, everybody giving me love and playing some of my tracks, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate the platform that you got for me, bro. I appreciate it very, very much.
Oh, man, like I said, I always say, man, I can't run the show if you are not calling. So before I take you off, man, how you got any shows or anything coming out, tours or, you know, people should know about?
Well, right now I'm in the work doing stuff locally. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to be at the Bullfrog this Sunday with DJ BJ. Y'all know about Detroit Music. He's one of the hottest DJs in Detroit. You know what I'm saying? That's the DJ, T Grizzly. You feel me? So, you know, T Grizzly out here putting Detroit on his back, showing the world how we do what we do. It's actually a birthday bash for DJ BJ. So it's going to be at the Bullfrog on Telegraph near Finkel. So if y'all in the area, y'all want to come on out and support the movement, Detroit hip hop on the map, baby. So that's basically what I'm about to do Sunday. Then I'm also on Sunday, I'm kicking it with Carol Dorsey. I don't know if anybody know her, but that's DG's auntie. You know what I'm saying? She was CEO to his record label. He's got a management team and a record label out here. She's still in the D making things happen. So she got something going on at on Michigan at Hazel's Place. It's like a little listening thing, connecting the DJs with the artists. That's from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. So if you got some music and you need to get it heard, you're trying to get acknowledged out here in the game, you need to be at Hazel's Place from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., you know what I'm saying, for selective Sundays. That's the same day. So, you know, we getting out here, we promoting, we doing what we do, baby. You feel me?
All right. And before you go, you want to drop some bars, man, so they know what you sound like?
Yeah. Let me see. Let me go on the repertoire. Let me see what I'm saying. Dig this here. Constantly on these streets on the daily, they do pay me. Bitch say she having my baby, that bitch crazy. Say la vie, que sera serrado. Just hit me mamacita, about to pick up me muchacho. My man got a 10 on the floor. Even for the Steven, it's a go. First I gotta hit the lick stove. Grab me a sip of Julio. Not out for sale. Straight promo. My fan base deep. Perry Como, now I'm hot and I am lit at the same damn time. And I'm on smoke and I'm on sip at the same damn time. Pop this Y 349 at the same damn time. Fuck your bitch cause she fine at the same damn time. You might want to say I'm zooted. I'm blowing my love saluted. That weed, that drink, that pill. Oil spill. My driver's designated. If it wasn't, I wouldn't have made it. And y'all can ask LXO. A nigga like me, stay faded. I'm off that Julio and Juanita. That was one of the tracks on the album, you know, to my Julio and Juanita. Party track, drinking, getting hot type shit. You feel me?
Most definitely, man. I need you to call in every Tuesday, and definitely you get the same opportunity, man. And as soon as JoJo hit the queue, man, I'll let you back on and holler at him too, all right?
All right, that's what's up, man. Keep doing what you do, man. 100.
100. All right, to all the callers that's chilling in the queue with me, just like you heard that caller, same opportunity for y'all. You know, y'all deciding to call in. You know what I'm saying? I ain't about to have y'all just sitting there listening to me or my special guest the whole time. It's also an opportunity for y'all to get y'all voices heard. And please spread the word. This happens every single Tuesday, 10 p.m., 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But I got 313-685. You're live. Please state your name and where you're from.
What's up with you, man? It's the boy Khalil. I'm from the east side of Detroit, 7 Mile, all day.
That's what's up, east side. What's going on, man?
Shit, man, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get my name out here and shit. I just dropped a video on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? My YouTube channel is Khalil World. That's K-A-L-I-E-L-E World. You know, trying to get my name out here, man. Been doing this for a long time, man.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, on the floor is yours, man. Let everybody know what's up.
You say what now, man?
And I said the floor is yours, so let everybody know what else you got going on.
You know what I'm saying? I got the mixtape out here, Arcadia. You know what that basically means to me is like it's like a place of mental peace, place of mental paradise. And when I wrote this whole mixtape, that's where I was at. You know what I'm saying? So I got the Arcadia mixtape. You can check that out on SoundCloud under Khalil, K-A-L-I-E-L-E. And what Khalil basically stands for is kill and live is eternal life's everything. And I feel like people live and die every day, but to live is everything. You know what I'm saying? So I got the SoundCloud popping. You can check me out on Instagram. It's K.L.I.E.L.E. You know what I'm saying? So, and then everybody, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all got Facebook. Y'all want, you know what I'm saying? My regular name on there, Lorenzo Robinson. Check me out on there. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just working on music and, you know, trying to build a platform for myself. You know what I'm saying?
That's definitely a bet, man. And before you go, man, you want to drop some bars real quick so everybody knows what you sound like?
Oh, for sure, man. Hell yeah. So I got some. Let me see. I'll be like, the niggas ain't rocking with me. I'ma just rock them to sleep. Don't fuck me when I eat. I'm a dog off the leash. I'm running to the light. And damn, it's so bright. The wonders of this mic can be the answers to my life. Visions are floating up in the sky, keep me high. Try, die, lie, fly, watch me spread my wings. I'm greater than the future. Later till you losers levitate to a place no cape. I'm still super, my mind state. Take over the tri-state. Burning the backwood in front of the fireplace. My face, they can't annihilate. They ain't even possible. I've been winning from the beginning, nigga. That's chronological. I be damaging, calling ambulance. Every day I'm in Amsterdam. I told little mama, I hit you like Diamond. I really don't think she can do that. Say, flow, I can't get though. Paint a picture like a Pablo. Anybody want to get them committed to leaving them laid out with the eyes closed?
That's definitely some bars, man. And, one more time, let everybody know where they can find you at, man.
Oh, for sure. Like I said, look me up, you know what I'm saying, on SoundCloud, Khalil. You know what I'm saying? Go on my YouTube, that's Khalil World. You know what I'm saying? Instagram, Khalil, K.L.I.E.L.E. You know what I'm saying? Check me out. Lorenzo Robinson on YouTube, on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it. That's what your boy.
For sure, man. And what I need you to do is every Tuesday, man, same time, same number. And also, I'm about to let on my special guest, JoJo Capone. You from the D, he from Chicago, so you should know what time it is, man. And if you want to, stick around in the queue, and I could let you on to holler at him.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
All right, for sure. All right, everybody. To those I have not got on yet, that does not mean hang up, because I will let you on to holler at JoJo Capone and also promote yourself. So please bear with me. What's going on tonight, big homie, man?
Man, out moving and grooving, man. Promoting this talented gangster. Radio tours and, you know, just making it happen. Lining up some shows and stuff like that.
All right, for sure. And for all the calls in the queue, please stay right where you at. Again, I'm live with JoJo Capone of Global Gangsters. And you got a hell of a resume, man. You done worked with the Clips, the Game. I done seen, you know, Rich Game, all them. Why don't you let everybody know in a nutshell that don't know about you, you know what I mean, your background and music and, you know, the whole movement.
Well, basically, Act Like an Entertainment is my company. You know, I started in, like, 99, 98. So I'm 20 years in for sure. You know what I'm saying? Just all independent. And my first album I put out was called The Home of Capone with a group called Mind, Body, and Soul, which consisted of Relo, Cold Black, and C-Note. And from that point after that, I lost two of those original members of that group, Relo and Cold Black, rest in peace. And so, damn, I just had C-Note in the wind. So they was all from my project. So now when I get to my neighborhood, I got the Global Gangsters, which was Pistol Pete, Chachi, Big Blast, myself, and Black Rose. So I just threw C-Note in the midst of them since he had just came from a group. You know what I'm saying? And I just, my movement always been Global Gangsters, so I needed a group to be a spokesperson for the movement. So that's how that went. And from that point, we just was pushing, moving, and grooving. And everybody was under that same umbrella, you know, from the Rick Rosses, the Game, True Life, Saigon, man, Maino, the list can go on and on. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically how that was up until now, to where I started putting out projects myself. You know, once everybody wanted to do their own solo things and stuff like that, I'm like, cool, I ain't going to let the label fold. You know what I'm saying? So I snatched up a young, you know, I had another little younger movement called the Young Globals. So I got Chief Bias, one of the Young Globals, myself and C-Note, and we just kept pushing the Global Gangsters movement. And we put out two projects on iTunes, Boss Life. I mean, Passport Gang and Talent. I mean, Passport Gang and Negative Press. And then after that, I just put out Boss Life, They Talk It, I Live It, about my solo project. That was basically all features that everybody was calling me to do, like OJ the Juice Man, Young Scooter, just a bunch of people. So Cash Out. So I was like, okay, instead of just doing the songs and they sitting in these dudes' computers, y'all just send me the records, and I made a project out of it. So on iTunes, again, that's Boss Life, They Talk It, I Live It. And then just right now on the 14th of July, I just came back and put out Talented Gangster. So that's what I'm working right now. Hello? Hello, hello.
My bad, y'all had some technical difficulties there. But most definitely, JoJo Capone, what advice would you give the artists that's out here, you know, trying to get to the level you at right now?
I mean, they got to move and groove, man. Never give up. That's basically the best advice. If that's what they claim they want to do, if there's something they claim they want to do, you just can't give up. You know, you got to change with the times and, you know, adapt to the music, you know, because every so often the music scene is changing. The sound of the music is changing. So, you know, you got to adapt to them records. The songs that's, you know, popular. You know, that's basically what the industry be asking you for, to mimic each other. Because when everybody starts sounding alike, that be the problem. You trying to do something original and then they ain't accepting it. But the good thing we got internet, you can be yourself, and you just got to build your own fan base. Hello? Man, your technical difficulties, I don't know what's going on.
Again, y'all, my bad. These boys acting crazy. I apologize, JoJo. for the technical issues. So let's go ahead and get some callers on the line now. They've been waiting for a minute. You ready?
Let's go.
All right. Again, y'all live with JoJo Capone, Act Like Your Entertainment, Global Gangsters. Y'all heard his resume, man. He got stuff going on with the game, Rich Game. He even did some stuff with 2 Chainz. So, again, y'all, when y'all get on, please make sure y'all ask him at least one good question, and then feel free to promote yourselves. I got 504-303. You're live. Please state your name and where you're from.
Yo, you already know what it is. This is your boy, Young Casso, coming all the way from the DMV. What's up, Detroit?
Yo, and this is
hey, what's
Kevin.
Hey, what's going on with you?
Ain't none. I'm out here to promote my new single, Can't Be Like Me. It's on the YouTube under CA, money sign O, Can't Be Like Me, under Collab Court. We've got almost 40,000 views. We're trying to work our way up to the East Coast, spread our fan base, and do our thing.
All right, most definitely. And before we promote some more, man, you want to holler at JoJo?
Yes. We've been listening to your conversation with Mr. Eddie, and we've already subscribed to your website and all that, but what are the things or the steps that we have to do in order to build our fan base and to capture the eyes of those who can put us in position to take our talent to the next level?
Yo, JoJo, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. But he
yeah, he was asking that for you. He asked that question for you.
No, he said somebody Mr. Eddie. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? That's why I didn't say nothing. He said it's something, he was listening to somebody named Mr. Eddie.
Oh, no, that's my government name. I'm the host.
All right. So what's the question again?
All right. I'm slowly building my fan base up. I have over 1,000 subscribers. I have over 40,000 views on my new single, Can't Be Like Me. I encourage you to go check it out on the YouTube under CA, money sign O, Can't Be Like Me. I've done shows all up in the East Coast, and I'm just waiting to meet that right person that can put my foot in the door. What steps do I have to take until I meet that step?
I mean, well, you got Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, them your steps, SoundCloud, YouTube. You just got to utilize those channels, man, and build your fan base up to that way. Once you get them 40,000 views to turn into 400,000, you can start, you know, pitching to some promoters and get booked. You know, that's your thing. It's a pay-to-play game. Nobody want to hear that, but it's the truth. You know, even if you've seen Ray Charles' movie, they've been payola. That's been going on before we was born, so... If you ain't really greasing no palms, man, it's like you just got to be like a miracle child for real. You know,
one thing about
like,
Casso, he get to that money. You heard me. So paying the play ain't nothing out here. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what you got to do. So that video you got, it need to be on a big box of World Star that costs you $5,000. So if the money ain't an issue, there you go. That's one step. Put your video on big box of World Star. You know every executive. Every artist, you know, everybody going to see it because everybody goes to Worldstar. So if you got that big box, well, you buy up all four of the big box, or all them boxes, them four top four boxes or five boxes they got, buy them up. You know what I'm saying? I've done that. It helped me. Young Rallo done that. It helped him. You know, he went from no money to shows, $2,500, $3,500. Now I think him and Future just said something about $30,000. You know what I'm saying? So, but he invested $16,000 to $20,000 on them boxes, you know, out of shooting 4 or 5 videos. But then again, that's a different story because he got Gucci Man, he got Future, he got all type of people on his record. So that helped him a lot. So if you could probably give some features and shoot videos for him and put him in the right spots, that can basically ultimately help you. So you just got to really make singles, man. Make singles, no album fillers. And you should take off from there, hopefully. You know, all I can tell everybody is I wish them the best of luck.
Appreciate it, man. Advice taken.
All right, caller, why don't you throw your links out there one more time, man, so everybody can check you out.
All right, again, shout out to Detroit. When I'm out here in the District of Columbia, mailing in Virginia, my name is Young Casso. You can find me on YouTube at CA Money Sign O under Collab Corp. I got them bangers out there called Can't Be Like Me, Hustling, Trap House. I got a joint called Marriage of Woe. And if you ain't never heard of it, well, then check it out. You know what I'm saying? You can find me on Facebook under Nicholas Johnson, East Ocean View, Norfolk. And you can find me on Instagram under YNG Casso. You can also follow us on our own website, collaborationcorporation.com.
Most definitely. What I need you to do, Nicholas, man, is call in every single Tuesday, man. You get the same opportunity, all right?
I appreciate everything y'all done for me. I appreciate the advice. Salute to Detroit, man. Castle's out.
For sure. All right, Mr. Capone, before we get to the next callers, man, you got something you want to throw out there?
I really – are you playing any music? Are you going
– Yeah, I played the song earlier, and I was going to play it again. The one I played the new the remix version, and I'm going to play the clean version after a few more callers, unless you want to get to it now.
Of which song? You mean the clean or the dirty version? You saying a remix. What, you losing me now. What song is
it? Yeah, it said the one the one that was called because I'm about to look it up now because I just put it under JoJo. But the Need to Win, I played the new mix.
Okay.
Yeah, I played the new mix. And I was going to play the clean mix. Did you want to play it now or you want to take a few more callers?
You can, okay. Well, either or. You can take callers. You know, they calling in.
All right. Oh, yeah. And last time I played that before you even came on the air. And some of the callers were pulling this. So big shout out to you on your artistry right there. But again, y'all, I'm live with JoJo Capone. Y'all heard it, Act Like It Entertainment. Also, Global Gangsters, Young Gangsters, the resume as far as the gang, Rich Gang, a lot of stuff going on, 2 Chainz. He did a lot of stuff in the industry. So again, y'all, when I let y'all live, please ask him at least one good question, and then feel free to promote yourself afterwards. But I got 919-745. You're live. Please state your name, where you from.
What's good, y'all? This is Sean Red Room out of North Carolina. What's good?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm live with JoJo Capone and George T. Well, you want to holler at him before you promote, sir?
JoJo Capone and Lord C.
No, I say, and yours truly, yours truly.
Oh, yours truly. All right. I know you changed your AKA name, but I know you, bro. Well, JoJo Capone, man, just got a question.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to, you know what I'm saying, get an introduction to you and necessarily what do you do inside the industry? I hear you speaking knowledge, but what is your accolades and what's your position in the industry?
Well, basically, I have a consulting company, manage life coach, motivational speaking. You know, I'm with Cash Money Rich Gang. I have my own company, Act Like It Entertainment. Global Gangsters is my movement. I broker a lot of deals. I get people out of deals. It's just, I provide a lot of services. I'm an artist as well now, CEO of my companies. So, you know, I wear a lot of hats.
Yeah.
Okay. Most definitely.
Yeah, definitely. You got any links on Twitter or Facebook I can link you up at?
Instagram, JoJo Capone, the number one. Twitter, at Global Gangsters, the correct spelling.
How do I spell JoJo Capone?
J-O-J-O Capone with a C, the correct spelling.
Okay, JoJo Capone 1.
Yeah.
Instagram. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll link up with you all there.
But yeah, man, what I'm promoting right now, I'm promoting this On Me video on YouTube. Right now, my name is SHAUNREDRUM, On Me, ONME, correct spelling. You know, Twitter the same way, SHAUNREDRUM. Instagram is the same way, 91 at the end. And end of this week, man, I'm planning on doing a movie video, movie music video. Me and my fam that I got with me right now, you know what I'm saying, we have wrote out a whole script, you know what I'm saying, and we're going to do that. Because lately, it's, you know, a lot of creativity is lacking in the rap game and just in the industry, period, from what I see.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to do something different, write out a script and make a mini movie, something that I haven't seen done in a while, and just add that creativity and keep that creativity within my craft, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just focusing on distribution right now, finding a better way to market myself, brand myself, you know, finding a way to, whatever that is, through a clothing line, finding a brand, and, you know, all of that stuff like that, man. And trying to build a bigger fan base, find a demographic that connects with me the most, you know, and build off of that. And that's why I stay in touch with Eddie. I pay attention to what he says, and guys like you, when I hear people speak knowledge like you, man, I want to keep conversating with y'all so I can stay on the right track and y'all can propel me in the right direction. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Well, that's going to help you a lot. Long as you're willing to listen and learn, the rest is history. You just got to apply the work ethic from that point, and it's a wrap. You know, you got to help yourself. You got to help yourself help yourself. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people sit back and wait on everybody else, and that's where they go wrong at. You don't let nobody else determine your drive and your dedication, you know, for you. You know, that's your life. So don't nobody want it like you want it. You know what I'm saying? Nobody going to push how you going to push, and it's going to show. So when you get all those, what's that in Austin, Texas, those that they have, South by Southwest and things of those natures, you got to make it your way. Save up your bread. When that South by Southwest come up, try to go down there with your mixtapes and all your promo material. Blast it out to a lot of people, and you'd be surprised. Went down there with a guy from Detroit, Tonton, passed his CD to Akon. Akon called him the same day. You know what I'm saying? He's been all on tour with Akon and everything. So, you know what I'm saying?
South by Southwest in Texas.
Yeah, Austin, Texas. I mean, Arlington, Texas. Yep.
Okay, yep, and it's so, once a year. Around what time of year do they have that?
It just passed. It might be in February around All-Star game around that. Man. But just look it up. Right. Once you look, it's like Lollapalooza and all that. But just look it up. South by Southwest. It's actually SXSW. Those are the abbreviations for SXSW, South by Southwest.
Okay.
And once you pull it up, you're going to be like, wow, you ain't going to believe you've been missing it all this time or nothing, you know. But for some people,
because I seen that tag around, but I thought it was like a trick bite, you know, X Games type competition. But I've seen that tag before. Yeah, man, I ain't going to hold you too much longer, man. I appreciate y'all for having me up here, man. I'm going to link up with you on Instagram, man. We keep it going.
Okay, so good luck, man.
Yeah, formerly known Black Pit, man. Much love, bro.
Yeah.
All right. Now, real quick, Mr. Capone, like, for artists, I mean, I know the answer, but for those that's tuning in and, you know, ready to try to talk to you, things of that nature concerning some business, do they have to have a budget? Like I said, again, I know, but just so you clarify it for them.
Of course, it's a pay-to-play game. Ain't no way around it, you know, because, you know, you can try to work your relationships as far as that's going to get you, but, you know, once people got to understand, it's called the music business, so it's nothing personal, it's a business, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, people got to get up. If you want me to promote your records, I need gas money to get to all the radio stations. I need, you know what I'm saying? I need product to get to these people. I need mailing stamps. I need flight money. Whatever, if you want me to have meetings at these offices, somebody have to pay for it. You see what I'm saying? So that's why you tell them all, make sure they have a budget or they're in the wrong game. Like, it's a tag that I posted on my page that says, if you don't have $500,000, you know, to invest in your project, you're really wasting your time. You know what I'm saying? But, you don't want people to feel like, well, Chief Keith made it. He ain't had $500,000. But like I said, it's always that miracle child. It's always a miracle one that certain things will work for them. So you just try to be the next Chief Keith, if that's the case, or whoever has the next big buzz, you try to be that person from originality, and you can bypass that.
Yeah, real quick, OG, I just want to apologize for the technical difficulties. This has never happened, especially twice in a row, so I definitely apologize for that. Real quick, are you looking, like, for any talent, like, for the artists that's tuning in? And, you know, I know the obvious answer to this, but do they need a budget if you believe in them that much?
Yeah, they still need a budget because there's only so much I'm going to do. You see what I'm saying? Like, I can't invest in their career. I'm going to invest in my own. But I can help them and consult them. That's why I have a consulting company. You know, make sure they don't get robbed for their money and putting their money in the right direction and putting it in the right places that's going to help them. Because it's a tricky game.
So all the art. Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
I was through.
Yeah. So most definitely, y'all, feel free to connect, but also make sure you understand this is a music business. And one more question, and then I would like to get to a few more callers, if that's okay with you. What's the next project that's coming from JoJo Capone?
Well, I just dropped this one on the 14th of this month, so you know what I'm saying? Talk That Shit Capone is the next one that I think I'm going to do. I got one song for it already, so, you know, I'll knock that out in the breeze.
Sure. And just want to say big shout-out to Fleetwood and the Cotton Pickers for connecting me with you. And we will be getting to the Need to Win clean mix momentarily. So for the listeners that's in the queue, please don't go nowhere. We're going to let everybody on. What I got, 586-945, you're live. Please state your name and where you're from.
Hey, this is Mama Lele. Lele XO's manager. Calling in on behalf of our team out here tonight.
Okay. Well, how you doing tonight?
Doing good, yeah. We sent some music in, and she's, I am Lele XO. It's kind of her little meme that we got on Twitter and Instagram. And I'm listening to the previous guy, and, you know, absolutely, it's stuff about the budget and all that. Yeah, it's a money pit. It's really a money pit, for sure.
Okay. And I'm also live, before you promote again, I'm also live with JoJo Capone. He has a resume working with Rich Gang, you know, the Game, the Clips, 2 Chainz and others, so you can feel free to ask them some questions as well concerning the industry or if you would like to network with them.
Yeah, I'd love him to check out her stuff. Lele is kind of switching up her brand, really becoming your own person, and I got a great PR guy that I'm working with, Tyson Moultrie out of Massachusetts, who's worked with 2 Chainz, and I think he did the Dab and Santa campaign, right, with 2 Chainz? So I'm getting a little good. You know, it is. There's a lot of people out there trying to get your money and you spin your wheels. And like with Lele, you know, he's right, 500 grand. If you can get some sponsorship before that, which is what we're in the, at the point in doing, that's the only way. You got to drop at least 100, 200 in first before you can even get sponsors to consider jumping on your stuff.
Exactly. And you got any feedback on that, JoJo?
I mean, she on the right track.
Yeah, check yourself out. Go to iamlelexo.com. and we're out of Detroit, and she's fortunate. I put a lot of money into her, and in Detroit I find a lot of these kids, though, I try to help them out, but they don't listen, or they will jump in and then screw me over. And I'm like, I'm putting money into this whole thing. You don't want to fight the hand that's feeding you. And I'm having a hard time trying to help all these kids out here and on behalf of Lele and setting up shows and all that. And it's unfortunate. I'm probably going to have to take her out of Detroit to blow her up, to come back to Detroit to get the real welcome that she probably will deserve in the long run.
Most definitely.
Do you find that too? Like when you talk to people around here?
Well, I believe JoJo a little bit deeper than me in that department. So what you think, JoJo?
You think that she should leave and come back, you said?
Yeah, I'm about, well, when it comes to touring and the larger events, to try to really get a brand going, you start out in your hometown, obviously, and then I, like for Lele, her support is international. Brazil, Mexico, UK, they're all, like, I could go there and probably have 500 people show up, trying to get 100 in Detroit. But she is also a hybrid where she's white, but she sings the swaggy R&B style, and they're like, well, who's that? Like, wait a minute, you know? You know, it's like Tina Marie probably did it best. Now you got somebody new coming, or Christina Aguilera coming in and kind of having that style. It's kind of unexpected. And I think you'll notice that in After Hours, the song that I sent you, when you took a listen to it, it's kind of got that vibe going, and it's just really unexpected for what's going on around here, especially in pop. She's a, you know, pop R&B kind of new lane.
Okay.
So,
most definitely,
so
that, I'll be adding that,
yeah,
that track into rotation.
No?
Wait, say that again?
What was that? I said,
not that I'll be definitely adding that song into rotation.
Yeah, and that's really, as she's come, this is her third year, and we've hit a lot of bumps, I think, in the music business. He's absolutely correct. On the outer layer, I call it the pond scum. You got to infiltrate that, and you got to be sharp. Coming in a suburban, people like me, I'm not very street smart. Now I am. Now I got my game on, and you really start to see where the sharks are swimming that perimeter. And these kids who even have 5 to 10,000, they better sharpen up, because they'll lose that 10,000 and you're out of the game real fast. And I think that a lot of people don't listen to positive criticism. They're like, oh, my music's fire. I'm just a shit. You didn't even mix and master that. You know, it's like, no. And in trying to compete on that next level, even Lele stuff is really good. But I, now that she's gotten to a certain point, not good enough. We got to go back to L.A., get a great producer, and that's what I'm looking for now, that next level, that I really feel their vibe, and take that and get the real commercial sound. Not
okay,
just
maybe
really
we
good.
Could network with JoJo Capone here, and possibly work something out, because he has some real deep ties in the music industry.
Yeah, that's what I kind of need. I have a little insight, and like I said, I've spent the right amount of money in some ways, but I've really had to, and branding is really important, keeping everything uniform and really starting to grind in our new releases. Like, she's got 55,000 plays on her, that After Hour song now on Spotify in a month. Trying to position that first before going to radio. So I'd really like a little JoJo. What state is he in now?
I'm in Chicago right now. Just got back from Cuba.
Okay, yeah, I'm Detroit. You know, it's about 4.5 hours. But Lele actually was down there. She opened up for Ja Rule with a friend of ours. And there's some good promoters, and they seem to like her in Chicago. She's been there a couple times in Texas, actually, South Padre. She, we had her open up for Wiz Khalifa down there, a little crossing over her area. But The crowd liked it. She was fresh and new. So, you know, by the end of those tours, you know, you want to get in the promoter's got to like you. You got to be able to come up with whatever they say you're going to pay to open up for that artist. Otherwise, forget it. Definitely.
Okay. And most definitely, I definitely want you to call in every single Tuesday, and you can feel free to promote her, and you can continue to send in music.
Yeah, well, yeah, it'll be a couple months before we got a nice little rollout for After Hours, and then we're going to come out with All I See Is Blue, and continue down that lane, since I think it's a good fit for her. I don't know if JoJo heard that song. I got on the call late. Lele's actually at vocal, and he's in training. You know, she can sing, but everybody else is taking lessons still anyways. Aretha Franklin's down there working with people, even at her age. So, you know, I'm all about connecting.
Okay.
So, JoJo, yeah, I'm going to look you up. I was trying to find you on Instagram and Twitter, and when Lele gets back out of vocal, we'd love to, you know, connect.
Okay, yeah, my Instagram is JoJo Capone, the number one.
JoJo Capone, the number one, JoJoCapone.
Yep, the number one.
And then the number one. All right, yeah, she is I Am Lele XO. And, yeah, I'll have to have her come in, too. I know she's excited, but, you know, I got to keep her on her schedule. But I was glad that they decided to play her music.
Okay, and just feel free to call in every Tuesday, and I'll make sure I play your track, all right?
Okay, yeah, thank you.
All right.
Thanks for the insight.
All right, no problem. Okay, JoJo, besides the, I always ask all my guests this, besides the technical difficulties, how would you rate the Blackout Radio experience?
I'm rocking with it. It's saying something about 60 seconds, so I don't know if it's about to cut off.
Oh, no, we good. It just, as long as you don't drop off, we good to go. But you ready to play that Need to Win, or you want to take a few more callers?
Do you got I Don't Feel Nobody? Or you only downloaded
some
that
of those
one?
Some of those tracks, and I meant to tell you earlier, but I was moving around too much. They have to be in MP3 or Wave, like one of them, the Talented Gangsters EP. Like, I tried to download all of them, but I could only get the Need to Win. And then also the Lil Chris, Fear Nobody. Yeah, that one, I don't know what format that was in because it's not even MP3.
Yeah, that's MP3.
Yeah, I'm looking right at it right now. And it's no MP3 extension. So, what we can do is, like I told you earlier, I could, you know, just start running your music all the way on the broadcast, man, you know, and make sure everybody check it out.
Okay, cool. We just bump Need to Win for now. Yeah.
All right. So, you want to hire a few more people or jump right to it?
Yeah, we can jump right to it. And the video is on YouTube. Act like an ENT. That's the YouTube channel. If you want to see the video.
All right. So all the calls that's in the queue that I have not got on yet, that doesn't mean hang up, because you will be able to get a chance to holler at JoJo Capone and get yourself out there and also promote. But here we go. Need to Win.
You know, you win some and you lose some. Shit, nowadays, I gotta do whatever it takes to win. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, for my sins. But I just need to win. I just need to win. But I just need to win.
stupid motherfuckers. Where was you at, God?
iTunes, search JoJo Capone, search Global Gangsters on iTunes, everything will pop up.
Okay.
Yeah, iTunes, Tidal, Amazon, Spotify, all the streaming sites. Yeah.
Everywhere. And we still got some callers, man. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Like I said, man, I'm so mad because of those technical difficulties, man. I asked any of the callers. This never happens, man. But I got 313-685. You're live with JoJo Capone. You got something you want to holler at him about?
Yeah, what's up, JoJo?
What's the word?
Yeah, man. Shit, what I basically want to know is, you know, how can I get myself out here, get myself heard, you know what I'm saying, through the social media thing, basically. So
if you got all the pages, if you got Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud, Instagram, there you go. You got four to five sites to market and promote yourself. DatPiff.com, put your CDs, mixtapes on DatPiff. Any of them, my mixtapes, you know what I'm saying? Like any of them sites, them blog sites is free. You gotta utilize
it. How you feel about like marketing classes and things like that? You know what I'm saying? Yourself.
Every artist should do it. Before you get involved with any game, you should do your homework on it.
So. Yeah, man, because, you know, me, I'm not your average, you know what I'm saying, everyday Detroit artist, you know what I'm saying. I got a big passion for the music, for love, you know what I'm saying, and I just want to see something come out of it, you know what I mean. I've been recording professionally for, like, 2 years. I got the Arcadia track, you know, mixtape out, you know what I'm saying. I got 2 other albums already ready, you know, so, like you said, it's a pay-play game, and you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to just be dropping songs, and you know what I'm saying? It's not really doing that for me, so, you know.
Yep.
All right, most definitely caller. You got anything else you want to holler at him about?
Yeah, man, JoJo, I'm gonna add you on the gram and shit, and you know what I'm saying. I want you to you know, return the follow. You know, if it's cool, you know what I'm saying, you can follow me as Lorenzo Robinson on Facebook. Check me out on SoundCloud, Khalil, K-A-L-I-E-L-E. You know, that's about it.
Okay, for sure.
So I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you calling in.
So, in your ear, man, I mean, how is it possible I can get some music played, man?
Oh, shit. ST.Cassius, Saint ST.CASSIUS at hotmail.com.
Okay, okay. You probably going to have to send me that on the book, man. You know what I'm saying? I know we fans on the book. I just get in your inbox and shit, yeah, right after this. So.
All right, that's cool. Yeah,
definitely appreciate
way.
You, man.
Oh, yeah, like I said, I can't run the show if y'all ain't calling, man. So keep calling every Tuesday if you can. This might be your first time, but make sure you keep calling, all right?
For sure.
All right, real quick, JoJo, you got something you want to throw out there, man, while you're still waiting on these people still waiting to get on?
No, you can take them calls. You know, they can, like I say, I promoted what I'm going to do, Talented Gangster, Boss Life, They Talk It, I Live It. Go on iTunes, search JoJo Capone, search Global Gangsters. Go on Instagram, JoJo Capone, the number one, Twitter, at Global Gangsters. JoJo Capone on Facebook, YouTube, search JoJo Capone, the Global Gangsters. Act Like an ENT is my channel, so, you know. If you search my name, everything gonna link to me anyway. So, J-O-J-O.
Another big. Oh, go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying J-O-J-O, so they'll know the difference. JoJo Capone.
Oh yeah, and another big shout out to Fleetwood. He was supposed to hit the lines, but he had to, you know, get his money together at work. So shout out to Fleetwood, the Cotton Pickers. But I've got one more thing, man. Just for the artists out there, like, what was your big break, man? Because, like, I hear a lot of them calling in trying to, you know, like, what was the big break for you that got your foot, you know, right in the door, man?
Me having my own money and being able to get and being in the places to be.
All right. You know, what if they came to you with $50, man?
I'm gonna tell them let's have this jerk chicken dinner, shake hands and peace out.
Oh man, that's not cool, man. We should get Birdman right on the line for him, huh?
Yeah, I know. I'll be.
Right.
I'd be a billionaire, $50 every time I get him on the phone.
All right, let's keep going on, man.
Just so he can see if you finish or you're done.
For sure. But realistically, y'all, this is a business, y'all, so please understand that. But I got 704-891. You're live. Please state your name and where you're from.
Okay, I'm from Charlotte. Salutes to you, Black Chill. Salutes to the old Black Out Radio and affiliates of all. You know what I'm saying? Salutes to everybody, all the grinders, all the artists that call in, everybody. Big ups to everybody. And shout out to you, JoJo, doing your thing. Let me ask you something about your track, though, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
The track that we just played, that was you, right?
Yeah.
Was it a verse on that?
Was it what?
A verse on it, or was it just a hook or intro or outro or song?
You say, was it a verse on it? It's two verses.
Oh, yeah, I ain't even really catch it. I thought I was just saying the hook. I don't know. I ain't get to catch it, though. That's why I wanted to ask. But, yeah, beat in the hook. Yeah, the beat in the hook, though, it went hard.
If you get title, Facebook, title, iTunes,
Amazon, Spotify, search Talented Gangster. It's going to pop right up.
All right. Most definitely. I most definitely will. So what's your next move then, bro? What's your next move?
Well, me, I be traveling the world in on my time, and I stay busy. So I was just in Charlotte. I actually shot a movie down there called The Bosses of the Queen Cities. So I got to get back in tune with the directors and see when they're going to put it out. But I just was down there, you know, so I'm always down in North and South Carolina, so.
Oh, yeah, we definitely need to meet up then whenever you down here, because, yeah, I'll be everywhere, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what's your Facebook, bro?
JoJo Capone.
JoJo Capone on everything.
Yeah, JoJo Capone on Facebook. JoJo Capone, the number one on Instagram. And at Global Gangsters, the correct spelling on Twitter.
Okay. Okay, cool. I'm gonna definitely link up with you and see what you got shaking. Well, another question. Now you say you won't do nothing for the 50, bro. Like you won't have the artists get showcases or none of that fit it all.
Do what for it? Only
like,
thing $50 gonna do for me is buy me a jerk chicken dinner. That's all that's gonna do. And I might get a slice of caramel cake.
Well, hey. At least you can share that with everybody, JoJo.
Hey, $50 gonna barely get me a half a tank of gas in my whip. I won't even be able to make it to the venue and back. I must say I am Cash Money Rich Gang.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they gotta
yeah,
be
I
a lot of
okay, this could be the question, man. All right, check this out. Now I've been grinding. Now I ain't looking for no nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Cause I did that. I've been grinding. You know what I'm saying? But I do for my people in my city. You know what I'm saying? But as far as what would be appealing to you, so if an artist you know just coming out, you know he trying to get his foot in the door, but you know he knows about you or whatnot, and he approach you. Like how should he approach you? What type of approach should he have to you that might catch your ear or something? Or do you got to bust out a rhyme or something?
No, I mean, that's the old school way of it. You know, now it's like it always been a numbers game. So, you know, he had to be showing videos with 400,000, 500,000 to a million views. Like, that's the norm right now when it's an artist that has a real buzz. If he ain't got no buzz, it's like a waste of everybody's time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing to talk about when you don't have the buzz. Because if you as hot as you say you are, word of mouth is going to spread like wildfire. So if you got this song that's so hot that you think so hot, you going to know. Because that's what they're going to consider a hit. And hit records are popular records. So when that record takes off on its own, that's how you going to know you got a hit. So if it's stalling at 1,000 and 2,000 views and plays, then you know what I'm saying? That wasn't everybody's favorite record.
Yeah, true. Yeah, but me, that I usually like, you know, I understand what it's like, you know what I'm saying, to get your foot in the door, because I came straight out of prison with mine, you feel me? And I got 3 albums. I'm about to drop another album November 11th. But I know how I feel to be, like, straight out of prison or stepping in something and feeling like a baby stepping into the world again. So as far as artists coming at me, you know, I'm trying to lead them to everybody. If you really serious and you really have a passion behind that, because, you know, there's a lot of rappers that got money that can't rap, you know what I'm saying? So that don't really move me when it comes to it. But if you got passion and you really believe in yourself and you putting all that you got behind yourself, my nigga, I salute that, take my hat off, and I'm gonna try to help you as far as I can, you know what I'm saying? But that's me, you know what I'm saying? That's, people deal with artists different ways, but that's the way I take that, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been there. I've been one of those artists. I ain't always been having money and this and that, you know what I'm saying? So I don't front like that in videos. I don't front like that on record. I don't do none of that shit, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I feel like everybody should have an equal chance, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, there's a lot of people throwing money around that can't rap worth a fuck, you know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about shit, you know? So I don't, you know what I'm saying? But I respect the movement.
You in a game with hundreds of millions of people doing the same thing you doing. So it's like it ain't too much nothing nobody can be doing or talking about that's original for real. And whether they got money or don't have no money, once again, it's up to the people to decide if it's hot or not, because they the ones that's going to buy it. So, you know,
oh, yeah,
saying?
Exactly.
Person,
yeah, true.
One thing about a person with some money, he can buy his own music. You see what I'm saying? And play the number game. That's been going on since beginning of time. The guy's been So, you know, so it's like, you know, they tricking the game. That's where you get fake it till you make it come from. And a lot of them been faking it. They just ain't made it. You know what I'm saying? They've been faking.
Hey, you can pick up a gig as a comedian.
I'm going to tell you something, JoJo, and I'm going to tell you why I respect what you just said, right? Because I done had people approach me, bro, and this is my word on my son, my wife, my unborn child. Look, dudes come at me like, yo, you got some hot music, but let me put such and such amount of these fake views on it so people can really look at it. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, what the fuck? I look like, buying some fake views from you and then having other people look at it and then your fake ass views will be snatched away because they fake. You feel me? So some of the trickery shit, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why people get into it, and I just don't, you know what I'm saying? I like to see real results. Like, me, I like to grind and see real results. Like, if I'm pushing myself hard enough. If I'm not pushing myself hard enough, goddamn it, I need to push myself harder. You know what I'm saying? So I like, that's the type of shit I like. I want, and I respect that. I mean, I can't do nothing but respect the hustle of this industry because it was there before I became who I am, you know what I'm saying? It was there before I was even born. You know what I'm saying? They've been, you know, the industry is just what it is, you know what I'm saying? But, that's just the way it is.
Well, most definitely, I definitely appreciate you hitting the lines for us on Killer, and I just got to get to a few more callers, and then I got to let JoJo get back to his business.
Okay, more so. I appreciate you too, Black Chill. Salute, brother. Every time you hit me, you know I got you.
Oh, yeah, man. Make sure you call every Tuesday.
Okay, I got you, bro. Salute. Make sure y'all hit me up on Facebook, MK Jones. Twitter, MKiller17, Instagram, LNBH1, all lowercase letters, LNBH1. And remember, legends never breed haters. Salutes to everybody. Salutes to you, JoJo. Keep doing your thing, bro.
100.
All right. Well, I ain't trying to hold you up too much longer, JoJo. I'm going to run through probably like 3 more callers, and then we're going to drop that Need to Win one more time just in case for the people that haven't got on and want to hear it. But real quick, man, you got anything else you want to throw out there?
No, that's about it.
All right. Are you still enjoying the show?
Yeah, for sure. If they on YouTube, subscribe to their YouTube channel, Act Like It ENT, the correct spelling, ACTLIKE. ITENT. Reposting
right.
Videos, wow. And sharing.
So, all right, y'all. Again, I'm live with JoJo Capone, Act Like Entertainment, Rich Gang, Young Money, Cash Money affiliate, also. So, big shout out to JoJo. So, again, y'all, please ask at least one good question before you promote. 415-341, you're live.
Yo, what's up, JoJo Capone? What's going on, Blackout Radio? This is Armor from San Francisco. How y'all doing tonight?
Bay Area.
The Bay Area Warriors in the house.
You did.
Yeah. I was just going to know what you think of what you think about hip hop and what you think the evolution of hip hop and where it has gone and what it sounds like and where it's gonna go in the future and what message are we sending?
I mean, it's, you know, we in the land of the free, as they say. So with the freedom of speech that we all, you know, fought to have, man, everybody can basically do what they want to do. That's how I look at it. Everybody is something for everybody. Everybody, you can't please everybody. Everybody ain't going to like the same thing. So to each his own. There's billions of people in the world. So hopefully you can reach some of them with whatever message you're putting out there.
Okay, most definitely. You got anything
else? Yeah, I'm on message from San Francisco. The reason why I asked you that question is because I got a I'm starting a new show called What Happened to Hip Hop. It's all going to be on community-based TV out here in San Francisco. It's going to be community active television, like you said, freedom of speech radio. It's talking, it's taking back hip hop. Talk, they talking loud and insane on TV. Basically, I want to know. It's a roundtable discussion on hip hop and what people think it is and where it should sound like and where it's going in the future. And I'm just building a foundation for young people out here. And what kind of message we send to our people, send to our young people, and how we're influencing our young people out here and just building role models, man. And just that's what I'm trying to do with my show. And it's going to be a call-in roundtable discussion, and it's going to be open dialogue, and, you know, is everybody going to have a voice? And I just want my opinion, you know, where it should go and what kind of message are we sending? Because I'm just give me a little bit quick background. I'm from the streets of Brooklyn, New York. Grew up and watched this hip hop come from the street to the park, to the club, and to see what hip hop sound like to me. I'm really disgusted, really, because I come from hip hop, man, the school of MCing, and where you used to have rap flow and rap skills, and you know you had.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
No, I meant the caller. 415, you still there? Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure you call. 415.
He went out.
All right. Well, we're going to take two more, and then we're going to wrap it up. So I'm literally way over my time. I suppose that ended 30 minutes ago, but trying to make sure I get everybody on.
Play the song, and play the song, and I'm out, bro.
All right, so we're going to play Need to Win, and then we're going to let JoJo give his closing, and then I'm still going to take the last two callers, and then we're going to see y'all again next Tuesday.
You know, you win some and you lose some. Nowadays, I gotta do whatever it takes to win. Forgive me, Lord.
Forgive me, Lord, for my sins. But I just need to win. I just need to win. Daddy died, I was a twin. We was born on 14, so you know I gotta win. trying to slay us again and again. Forgive me, Lord, for my sins. But I just need to win. I just need to win. Forgive me, Lord, for my sins. But I just need to win. I just need to win.
Okay, Mr. JoJo Capone, why don't you let everybody know where they can find you at the music and all that good stuff?
You can go to iTunes, Tidal, Amazon, Spotify, search JoJo Capone, Talented Gangster should pop up, Boss Life, They Talk It, I Live It should pop up. Search Global Gangsters, all the music will pop up. You can go to YouTube and search JoJo Capone, Talented Gangster, it should pop up. All the streaming sites. And my YouTube channel is Act Like an ENT. So other than that, go to my Instagram page. The links is there. JoJo Capone, the number one. You can go on my Twitter, at Global Gangsters. Go to my Facebook, JoJo Capone. Everything is there.
All right, man.
And once again, thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, man. Like I told you, it was my pleasure. And shout out to Fleetwood for introducing you to me, man. And most definitely, like I said, I'm going to help you all push, you know, the movement and also, you know, continue to play your music and, you know, interview everybody else in the Global Gangsters movement and whatever else you got going on.
Appreciate it.
All right.
All right.
All right, y'all. Well, I'm sorry.